Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and today I'm with Ann Hirsch.
Yes.
And we just had Matt and Jenny Jarrett, who did, what a two dynamic couple, speakers, the whole works, and their goals, their missions. It was very good. And Mark should be very proud. Mark's Jenny's dad.
That's right. He
should and be. Now, much closer to home, we have Carolyn Sarakoff, who is the associate director of the Great Neck Gold. I keep saying Great Neck, excuse me. Gold Coast Art Center. I remember when it was Great Neck Art Center.
Yes.
And we're getting ready for the festival again.
Yes, the Gold Coast International Film Festival, which is coming up November 9th through the 15th.
Okay. Give us some of the highlights for this year. I mean, the Art Center is really a gem. In the town of North Hempstead.
Yes, it is.
What they do.
And I'm not going to argue with you on that.
No, and this is the festival, but this is 1 week out of 52 weeks. I mean, the stuff that's on there, the shows that are going on, the presentations, the classes, you know, it's more to talk about than in a half hour. But the point is, this is really, I'm saying it again, it's the jewel of the town of North Hempstead from arts and education.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you so much. You know, the Art Center is... For those of you who haven't been there, it's located in Great Neck. We're a 10,000 square foot facility, right off Middle Neck Road, next to the movie theater. And you're right, you know, 52 weeks a year, we've got free art exhibits, we have concerts, we have movies, we have classes for people of all ages. So there's lots of things that are free. There's lots of things that are affordable. There's lots of things that are then we have galas. We just had our gala this week, actually, on the campus of LIU Post, and the actor Lou Diamond Phillips was there, and Naveed Negabon, who's the star of Homeland, and some just really fantastic people were there. Right. It was a really, really cool night. And then it's kind of a launching pad into the Gold Coast International Film Festival. So this is our fifth anniversary of the festival. We show movies from November 9th through the 15th at venues all through the town of North Hempstead. So we're in Port Washington at the Soundview Cinema and also the Port Washington Main Street Cinema, in Manhasset, in Roslyn, and Great Neck, and all those bow tie theaters. And we also have some things on the campus of LIU Post. It's great. Yeah, actually, the first big event of the festival is Monday, November 9th, on the campus of LIU Post. It's an evening with the award-winning filmmaker Morgan Spurlock, who did Super Size Me. He has his own CNN show, Inside Morgan Spurlock. Very, very cool event. And that's happening, like I said, on Monday, November 9th, on the campus of LIU Post.
So, if I understand correctly, this is sort of like going to Cannes or a Tribeca Film Festival.
Absolutely. And you know what? We always say that. It's like, you know, if you've never been to a festival, which, you know, most people haven't, you know, gone to a film festival. But, you know, you like movies. Everybody likes movies. So, not only is it like going to one of those places because it's a festival, but it's like going to one of those places because we have movies that they have. So, like, for example... One of our movies this year, Son of Saul, which is playing on Wednesday, November 11th, which is Veterans Day in the evening, that won the grand prize at the Cannes Film Festival.
Wow.
It's actually that film. It's actually been called, and this sounds like a crazy exaggeration, but I didn't say it. It's been reviewed by Variety. One of the best films of the decade. Like, it's a Holocaust movie. It's a very harrowing drama.
Okay.
But people are saying, and it's a Hungarian film. People are saying that if you thought you should see Schindler's List because you care about learning about that period of history, now this is the new one you need to see. Like, it's one of the best films of the decade. It's a fantastic film, Son of Saul. So we have films from Cannes. We have films from Tribeca. We have films that are going to the Academy Awards. This year we have... there's a French film that's France's nomination for the Academy Awards for Best Foreign Films. It's called Mustang. We try to do films that will appeal to a very wide range of people.
Right.
So there's foreign films, there's documentaries, there's a documentary about Marlon Brando this year. I mean, that was only playing in the city at the Film Forum. You couldn't really see it anywhere around here.
Okay.
And so it's playing here. It happens to be produced by someone who grew up in Great Neck, R.J. Cutler, who's an award-winning filmmaker. So we have documentaries, like I said, foreign films in French, in Spanish, in Israeli. I mean, in Hebrew. We really try to appeal to a very wide range of people. And this year we've also scheduled some things during the week, during the day, so that we can appeal to some people who are retired or people who are home. Exactly. Veterans Day happens to fall during the week of the festival this year, November 11th. On Veterans Day, for the whole community, we have a free screening of the classic film, The Best Years of Our Lives. If you haven't seen it, it's really a hole in your education. I've been told that it's a travesty, anyone who hasn't seen it. It's one of our executive director, Regina Gill's, favorite films. But it's from 1946. It won 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture at the time.
Wow,
And it's a fantastic film, and it's about veterans returning home from the war. So that's a free screening.
That's another thing. I mean, here's the Art Center giving back to the community.
Oh, yeah.
In the midst of a major festival.
Yeah, well, and not only that. So, like, that screening is free, but you do have to reserve tickets.
That's fine.
You know. But at our festival this year, veterans go free to any movie.
Nice.
So we've done that every single year.
Okay.
And we usually get a few hundred veterans who come and take advantage of the offer. But all they have to do is email us, tell us what tickets they want. And as long as we have tickets available, we give them free tickets to veterans.
Information on how people can participate,
sure.
Which we haven't given out yet.
Yeah. So if you do have access to the internet, that's the easiest way to do it. If you go to our website, which is www.goldcoastfilmfestival.org, and then you just see a big button that says buy tickets, and
right,
it'll show you the alphabetical listing of all the films. We also have these really nice, pretty program guides that are in every Nassau County library. They're at Town Hall and Town of North Hempstead. They just went home this week in Anton newspapers.
I got mine
all throughout the
yesterday.
Region.
I just
so if
say,
you get Anton, you yep. should definitely pick that up. If you live in or near Great Neck, you can come by the Art Center, which is at 113 Middle Neck Road, and pick one up. So then, you know, some people like to look at things more in a hard copy,
right.
As opposed to online. So it's the same information. It's just how it's easiest for you to read.
Now, the actors that are in these films, are they novices, people breaking in, or do you have, let's say, well-publicized and known
yes,
names?
We do, and that's a great question. So when you're at a film festival, what you try to do with most film festivals, what they try to do is show movies, great movies. Like, that's like the first thing. Everything's got to be a good movie. But aside from that, it's got to be something that you can't just go to your neighborhood movie house and see. So it's films that are much harder. If you can see them, maybe it's on Netflix, so you're seeing them at home, but you want to see things on the big screen. So those kind of films sometimes have stars and sometimes have people who should be stars or will be stars.
Right, okay.
Right. This year, we happen to have a handful of films that do have brand names, for lack of a better word. So there's a film starring Richard Gere. There's a film starring Jason Sudeikis, who was on Saturday Night Live. There's a film with Christopher Walken, who's personally one of my favorites. Amber Heard, Rebecca Hall, who are young stars, who, you know, been in a lot of films that you would absolutely recognize. Oliver Platt happens to be in two of the movies this year, Rene Russo. So definitely we have a really great selection of films for people who feel more comfortable going to a movie with a movie star in it. Aside from that, we have films that have been directed by people who you might not have heard their names, but they've been nominated for Academy Awards. So these are not slouches.
Right, exactly.
You know? So, like, for example, one of the films we have this year is called Mind Game, and it's on Saturday, November 11th in the afternoon. It's a film about the WNBA superstar Shamika Holdsclaw, who's from Queens. She was the greatest WNBA player ever. She was called the female Michael Jordan. Unbelievable. Went to Tennessee, won all the championships there, went into the WNBA, and what she didn't know is that she was bipolar. And she started suffering from depression. And she dropped out of the WNBA. She was suicidal. She was having all sorts of problems. And that's when she was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And someone made a documentary about her, about her rise and then her struggles with mental illness and then how she has come back to turn around and mentor youth in basketball and who are dealing with issues, particularly
right.
And so we're screening that film. It's by... the director is Rick Smith, who has been nominated for 2 Academy Awards. Rick Smith's going to be there, and Shamika Holdsclaw is going to be there. I mean, it's really an incredible, and it's the New York premiere of the movie. It's a really, it's a gem of an event. And it's the type of thing that anyone who goes to this film will be touched. They will have an experience that they literally cannot have anywhere else. You cannot have that at home watching a movie on TV.
Right, right.
You know, you cannot meet the people that you're meeting. We had a film last night. We had an advanced screening of the new Warner Brothers film, The 33, which is about the Chilean miners.
Yeah, right, the miners.
And the director of the film was there. And she was giving insights as to what it's like to be a woman working in Hollywood. I mean, here she is. She's a Latina woman. She is 45 years old. And she was stuck in a mine for, you know, a month filming this film with all men. And she's this one small, really pretty, very smart woman. And she was talking about what it's like to be a woman in Hollywood and to how she had to assert her authority on the set every day. Where are you going to find that information? Literally, from the person's mouth. And that's the type of experiences we're trying to give to people at the festival. See a great movie and hear from the people who actually were there making the movie and learn something that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Now, we've been talking about movies that really involve people and, mm-hmm. and events of that. But I'm just wondering, are you doing anything sort of on a documentary side for those of us who have had our roots in Queens? Can you talk a little?
We do, but you know what? That movie's actually sold out. See, that's the thing. What happens? You don't snap up the tickets.
Whoa.
Yeah, we do have a film called Modern Ruin, which is about the World's Fair. But that was a big hit, and it was people attracted to it right away. That movie just sold out yesterday.
Amazing.
But we do have some other really fantastic documentaries. We have a film on Marlon Brando, which I mentioned, which is great. We have a film on the making of sake, which is very cool. People who are interested in food or just in like artisan's process.
Right.
It's
okay.
Really, really interesting. We have a documentary called Landfill Harmonic. Fantastic film. So this film was featured on 60 Minutes, so it might sound familiar to a lot of people. There's this town in Paraguay, poorest town you will ever hear of. It's literally built on a garbage dump. Okay? This organization went in there and said, these people are hopeless. They've got nothing to live for, nothing to aspire to. So what they did is they decided to use music to at least bring something to this community. And they taught kids how to make musical instruments out of garbage that they're living on. But not only that, that's not where the story ends. So they make these musical instruments and they teach them classical music. And not only do they teach them classical music, but these kids are really good. And now they tour the world performing. Actually, in South America, when Metallica, the band, was there performing, they brought the kids on stage to perform in their South American tour. It's fantastic. So this movie, Landfill Harmonic, we're doing two screenings of it. One is on the campus of LIU next Saturday, November 7th, and one is the following Saturday in the afternoon. And not only are we having the screening of the film, but right here in North Hempstead, in Garden City, there's an eco orchestra at the Waldorf School. There's a professor. He also teaches at LIU. His name is Dr. Dale Stuckenbrock. He teaches high school kids how to make instruments out of unconventional materials. He's going to be there with his students and their instruments, and he's going to show everyone how he makes a clarinet out of a carrot. I mean, it's really cool. So you see this fantastic movie, which literally people ages, I'm bringing my kids. They're 9 and 12. Kids, adults, seniors, whoever it is, are going to go there. They're going to see this fabulous movie, learn about a part of the world and about something that's so interesting, and then get to talk to people who live right here who are doing similar types of things. It's unforgettable experiences.
We have to take a break. We're running a little bit, but I didn't want to interrupt you. No, I don't care. That was wonderful. We'll catch up. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.